from the heart of Texas,
where he met his one and only, true love. Proving that this guy really does know how to love well.
Because there's no way he won her over with his looks.
Therefore, he must be the relationship genius of our generation. Get ready for the best advice you'll ever hear on how to keep your relationships thriving. Welcome to the Smalley Podcast with your host, Michael Smalley.
Yo, me está Bobby Boucher on the video. ¿Cuál es el rojo? Y reflejame que es un Bobby Boucher time.
I just love keeping my listeners on their toes, because you have to be wondering what in the world was that noise. And that noise was the Cajun coach from Waterboy, the movie. What on earth does that have to do with today's show? I'm going to tell you, because in today's Smalley podcast, you are going to learn four ways to handle difficult people. And I'm already starting off the show being difficult because, of course, I got the idea for this podcast from an original list that contained seven ways to deal with difficult people that was found on psychologytoday.com. But the Smalley podcast is all about making things simpler. So I felt like the seven things in the psychologytoday.com article, albeit helpful, we're just too many. So we're going to focus on four of those things because I know, because I have them in my life. I know that you have them in your life. We all have difficult people. And so what do we do? How do we handle ourselves? That's what we're going to focus on in today's show. And that is why I started off with that Cajun coach, because frankly, he makes me laugh. But the other part is that you have no idea what he's talking about. And I think that's what we feel like when we're dealing with difficult people, is we stand there and we go, what in the world is going on? Why is this happening? Why am I dealing with you? How did this get totally out of control? Why is this happening to me? And it feels like a foreign alien experience. That is what it is when we run into difficult people. Now, the Smalley Podcast is brought to you by the Smalley Center. 96% of our former couples would recommend the program to you if your marriage needed help. SmalleyCenter.com, or you can call us at 800-975-8748. That's 1-800-975-8748. Now remember, I got the idea for this show out of psychologytoday.com. They have an article. It's actually a really, really good article. So I like it. It's very helpful. Okay, and blogger there for them, Susan Bialy, offers seven ways to diffuse a difficult encounter. But for the purposes of this podcast, I'm going to focus on four of them that I really feel like if you can do these four things, when you're dealing with a difficult person at work, a difficult spouse, a difficult child, a difficult family member, someone in your life that just feels like it's impossible to deal with this person, if you can do these four things, the best part of it is you're going to make your life easier. And that's the cool thing, is that remember, folks, if you've listened to any of these podcasts before, at the end of the day, I do have control over my life. I can't control other people, but I can control over how I feel, over what I do, and how whether or not I can go to bed well at night. I do have control over that. And so here are four things. Number one, I can minimize time with problem people. One of the things that I like to do, and I always tell people, is keep it short and simple. When you're dealing with someone who's difficult, the fewer words and the shorter amount of time that you spend with that person, the better. Because the deal is they're difficult. And so the longer you stay engaged in conversation with them, the worse it is going to get. And so what is so funny is I say over and over again with people, well, wait a minute. Why did you keep talking or why did you stay engaged? Well, I don't know, because they weren't getting it. Well, of course they're not getting it. They've already well established with you that they're difficult. So why are you even doing that? Minimize the time with problem people. Keep it short. Keep it simple. That's number one. Number two, give up the dream. And this is huge. I so believe in this. Give up the dream that they will one day be the person you wish them to be. Okay? Because there are people in our lives who have moments when they seem to be the parent, partner, spouse, friend, whatever we've always wanted, yet they end up disappointing or hurting us. Accepting the person as is can be an unbelievable relief. So give up that dream that they're ever going to change or that they're going to become that person that you kind of want them to be or that you hope them to be or that you wish them to be. That is a massive source of frustration when you're dealing with difficult people, because you have this idea, this hope, this desire that, hey, they're really going to do this. I'm going to keep coming at them. I'm going to keep hoping. I'm going to keep pushing. You're going to do it. 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 And they don't. Over and over and over and over again, you keep pursuing. You keep asking. You keep raising your expectations. And time in again, they let you down. Your hopes and dreams get shattered on the floor, and yet you keep coming back for more. And then you wonder why you're totally wiped out. You need to let go of that dream and be okay with it. It's okay that they're not who you wish they were, because you have no control over that. And by releasing that dream does not mean that you're hating them, does not mean that you're being unloving. Frankly, what it means is you're actually being the most loving that you can possibly be, because that means that you're now able to love them well because you're not wiped out with them, because you're allowing them to be who they are and you're letting go of those expectations that frankly are unrealistic. So that's number two, is give up the dream. Number one, minimize the time with them. Keep it short and simple. Number two, give up the dream, because they're probably not going to change. They might, and that would be a big amen, hallelujah, but they might not. Let that go. Number three, and this is gigantic, avoid topics that get you into trouble. Okay, avoid those topics. So you know that there are certain things that they just cannot handle, or you know there are certain ideas, issues that if you bring up with them, you know that's a guaranteed fight. And so the question is, why do you even go there? So like she writes in her article, before any interaction with a difficult person, mentally review the topics that invite attack and make an effort to avoid them. If your in-laws always demean your choice of career, change the topic immediately if they ask how your work is going. So the point is, if you're sitting in their living room and they go, so how's work? You know where that's headed. So distract that. Take it to a different place. It doesn't mean you have to be rude about it and go, no, I'm not going to talk about that because you're a jerk. What it means is that you know if I take this conversation further, I'm going to end up really wounded. And so this is not a good topic for me. It's a topic where we get in trouble. So I'm going to avoid that topic. And certainly I'm not going to bring up the topic. And know this, if you're bringing up the topic, what that means is you're ignoring rule number two, because you're wanting them to change. You're wanting them to be able to value you and appreciate your job or whatever that issue is. And so you're bringing it up thinking maybe they've changed and they haven't. And so now you're bringing up a topic that's going to start something. And so avoid topics that get you into trouble. That's number three. Number four, don't try to get them to see your point of view. Don't try to explain yourself. Don't try to get them to empathize with you, because you know what the reality is? They won't. And you're just going to feel worse for trying. That's the biggest. This is so huge. This one jumped off the page at me. Because we do. We're in a relationship with this difficult person, whether it's at work, with our partner, with a child, And we do. I get it. We want to be empathized with. We want to be validated. Here's a little secret, folks. They're difficult for a reason.
Because they're difficult.
Why? Why do you think that for some reason now that they're going to empathize with you? Why are they suddenly now going to validate you? They're not. And frankly, it's just brutal. It's cruel to do to yourself to try to get them to see your point of view. There's no point in explaining yourself. It's only going to bring hurt and heartache. And so stop. It's not going to do anything. You're not going to get what you're wanting. It's just going to beat yourself up, and it's your own fault. You see, the problem with difficult people for me is that at the end of the day, they don't want to change. And so please pay attention to number one. Minimize that time with them. That's the deal, man. When it's really a difficult person, and they've clearly established that they're not interested in changing, then what that means for your relationship is that no, they're not going to have a deep, intimate, well-connected relationship with you. And that is okay, because you know why? They haven't earned the right to. And that's not your fault. That's their fault. Cloud and Townsend wrote the book on it called Boundaries. Boundaries are not unloving. They're actually loving. Because it is gross to allow yourself to be mistreated. That is dishonoring to yourself. And frankly, it's dishonoring to God, because we're created in God's image. It tells us, God tells us that in Genesis, we are created in God's image. Jesus emphasizes this when he says the most important thing in life in Matthew 7 is to love God, and equally important is to love others. Well, the reason Jesus says that is because we're created in God's image. And so to allow difficult people to disrespect you, dishonor you, devalue you, is unacceptable. And that's why we put boundaries in. That's why we don't spend a lot of time with them. And that's okay. I mean, yes, it's sad, and you can be sad, but at the end of the day, yeah, are you going to have the kind of relationship that you wished? No. And you got to get over that. Don't keep beating yourself up, hoping for a better relationship that you have no control over. Set the appropriate boundary. Spend the amount of time that you can safely without being wounded. And then do these four things. And actually, then, you can protect the relationship so that it can at least be manageable and healthy. And that's the point. That's why we do this. Well, that's all I have for today. Again, as always, the Smalley Podcast is brought to you by the Smalley Center. So go to SmalleyCenter.com and find out why 8 out of 10 couples are still together and happily married, even when they thought there wasn't a chance for their marriage to succeed. Find out how at SmalleyCenter.com or call 800-975-8748. That's 1-800-975-8748. There's only one thing left to say, my friends.
And now, it is time to say goodbye.
And that means I'm going to leave you with my friend Renier Bester's 1440, Father of Light.
Yeah. late.